We're supposed to find a verse about entering into rest. Give a little thought about it. And I got John 2, verse 28-29. Now, little children, abide in him, so that when he appears we may have confidence and not shirk away from him in shame at his coming. If we know that he is righteous, you know that everyone also practices righteous is born in him. And so, if we're abiding in him and doing what's right, we can have confidence when he comes. And when we're here on this earth, if we're abiding in him and loving him, that's how we'll be in eternity. And if we're of the devil and don't love God, that's how we'll be in eternity. So, and that'll choose where we go.
Hebrews 3, verses 17, 18, and 19. Now to whom was he angry 40 years? Was it not those who sinned and whose corpses lay in the wilderness? And to whom, and to whom did he swear that they would not enter his rest, but those who did not obey? So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. And I was thinking about how if we're on the same page with God and we're doing what we know he wants us to do, then we can have rest in him, even if all the other people are going against you and the whole world is, and your own desires are wanting you to do otherwise.
I got Matthew 11, 28 and 29. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. So if we're submitted to God's will and we're doing our best and what we know we should be doing, then we can have rest in him, not just always worrying whether we're gonna go to heaven or not, but just living to please him instead of just the fear of going to hell or stuff like that.
I got Matthew 28. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And if we just do what we think is right and just do what we think is right and do the will of God, then we'll enter rest.
Matthew 11:29. Take my yoke upon me and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you'll find rest for yourself.
I don't think I got the lesson. It may have come over text, or I may have been daydreaming, but anyway. Nonetheless, I have been thinking a lot about this topic and trying to put it into practice. And I think I just noticed, I'll share one story. I like to collect things from nature because they're interesting to me and they're pretty. And God made them. It's just, they're real nice. But I found these pine cones, and they were all on a branch, just arrayed real neat. And we were working on a job down in Arkansas, and the whole woods was full of these trees with all these pine cones. And I thought it was interesting. I was struck with a feeling of joy, like, oh, that's a beautiful arrangement of pine cones on that branch, you know. And then instantly after that, I had a feeling of stress. And I was like, that's weird. Well, I knew why I was stressed out, because I imagined all the pine cones that I could collect in that woods. And so instantly it went from a feeling of delight because I found something beautiful to a feeling of stress. And from that thought, I thought, well, that's unrestful. And if we, and I've often thought of this before about art and also work and things that we do, and we can only get so much done, and it fills us with delight because we got it done. But then we're just like, then we get all stressed out because now we're thinking of everything else that we could get done instead of just the next thing. And it struck me at that moment, I thought, well, that's not living in the Sabbath. If we're constantly finding these beautiful things right in front of us, but then stressing out because we can't get more of them, then that's not resting. And I thought, what a blessing it would be to just live moment by moment and take each thing that God gives us and rejoice and rest in that. And so that was kind of a blessing to me. But it's hard. I mean, it's really hard because there's so much work to do and there's so many good things to attain, but we can only do it one step at a time. You know, Jesus said, take no thought for the morrow. And that's a blessing. No thought for the morrow. That means none of this stuff that's going on in the nation, none of it really matters because, I mean, it matters, but to us, we can rest in Him because it's one day at a time. Just taking the good things that He gives us and rejoicing in that. So, Lord bless you.